Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
我们看提摩太前书
Chapter 4
第四章
Just verse 8
我们只看第八节
1 Timothy Chapter 4 Verse 8
提摩太前书四章八节
Exercise thyself unto godliness For bodily exerciseIs profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come.
第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
And again to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看以弗所书第四章
We will read from verse 1 through verse 16
我们从第一节一直看到十六节
I will read it in English first and my brother will read it in Chinese
江立松先用英文读然后我用中文
I, the prisoner in the Lord exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the callingWherewith ye have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith.One baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us has been given grace, according to the measure of the gift of the Christ. Wherefore, he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive, and has given gifts to men. But that he ascended, what is it?But that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same, who has also ascended up above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, with a view.To the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, in order this, that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about.By every wind of that teaching which is in the slit of man, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematize error. But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things. Who is the head? The Christ, from whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working.In its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to the self building up in love.
第四章第一节，我为主被仇的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。借力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神这是众人的父超乎众人之上关乎众人之中也住在众人之内我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌将各样的恩赐降给人既说圣上岂不是先降下到地下吗 然后降下的，就是原生诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随着各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联合的核实，白洁各按各级，照做个体的共用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And then finally, Colossians.
我们再看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
We read from verse 1 through verse 17.
我们从第一节要看到十七节。
Colossians 3, 5.
哥罗西书三章。
Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, vile passions, evil lust, and unbridled desire, which is idolatry. On account of all these which things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, in which ye also once walked when ye lived in these things. But now, put off ye also all these things, wrath, anger, malice, blasphemy, vile language, out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, having put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new, renewed into full knowledge, according to the image of him that has created him, wherein there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythians, bondman, freeman, but Christ is everything and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, forgiving one another, if any should have complaint against any, even as the Christ has forgiven you, we also, so also do ye. And to all these add love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ preside in your hearts, in which also ye have been called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to God. And everything, whatever you may do, in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him.
第五节，三章五节。所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就是与拜偶像一样，因此这些事，神的愤怒必临到你伯利之子，当你们在这些事上活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及怒恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并心中并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，且新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是一，包括一切，又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心， 倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也维持蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、众时、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被安感，各颂神。无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together unto Thyself.
主，我们感谢你再把我们召聚到你的跟前来。
We thank Thee for Thy presence with us as Thou hast promised.
我们感谢你，就照着你自己的应许，把你的同在赏给我们。
Dear Lord, open our understanding and our heart.
主，开我们的心，也开我们的悟性。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the full knowledge of God.
把神那个智慧和启示的灵真来赏给我们。
We look to Thee to speak to us and to work in us.
我们仰望你向我们说话，也在我们当中做工。
Until Thy glory is manifested.
直到你的荣耀就彰显在我们当中。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主早上叫我们再次在他跟前聚集。
If you still remember, last week we spoke on spiritual exercise and its effect upon our present life.
如果你们还记得，上个礼拜我们就说到属灵的操练与今生的应许。
Spiritual exercise is profitable for all things.
操练敬虔，凡事都有益处。
Because it has the promise of life.
因为有这个带着生命的应许。
And the life here is Zoe, which is the divine life.
那个生命是指到那个属天的神圣的生命。
It is the life of Christ in each and every one of those who believe.
是我们每一个人基督在里头的生命，在那个在我们个人的里面。
How are we going to live our life on earth?
我们在地上怎么把这个生命活出来呢？
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus, we live our life by ourselves.
当我们还没有信主以前，我们靠自己的生命而活。
And we live our lives for ourselves.
我们活的是为了我们自己。
But now thank God, He has saved us.
那感谢神，他救了我们。
We are no longer ours, we belong to our Lord Jesus.
我们不再属于自己，我们乃是属于他了。
How are we going to spend our time on earth?
那我们在地上，我们的时间到底该怎么来用呢？
We will no longer live by ourselves.
我们就不再凭靠自己而活，为自己而活。
Just as the Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ.
就好像保罗所说的，因我活着就是基督。
The only way for a Christian to live is to live by Christ.
每一个基督徒的生活是靠着基督而活。
We have mentioned before that to the unbelievers, the gospel is you don't need to die because Christ has died for you.
在我们还没有信主以前，福音是什么？就告诉他们说，你不要死了，因为基督替你死。
But now the gospel to the believers is you do not need to live.Because Christ lives for you.
对信主的人，你的福音是什么？就是说你不要活了，因为基督替你活。
If you let Christ live in your life,
如果你让基督在你生命里头活的，
then you really have a Christian life.
那你真的有基督徒的生活。
We also mentioned how spiritual exercise would affect our family life.
我们说过,
Christ is the head of our family.
基督是我们家庭里头的头。
Just as Joshua said, for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord.
就好像约书亚一样说的，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Now this morning, and if the Lord should tarry next morning, we would like to go into another two dimensions of our life here.
如果主持言的话，今天还有明天，我们再从两方面来看这个题目。
And that is how spiritual exercise will affect our church life.
我们就说到那个 属灵的操练怎么影响我们教会的生活?
And also, how it will affect our social life.
那怎么影响我们社交的生活?
Now, this morning, we will focus on church life.
那今天早晨,我们是集中看教会的生活。
As a matter of fact, church life is very special only to Christians.
实在说起来,教会的生活是单单为了我们信主的人。
People in the world, they may have a religious life.
那些在地上不信主的人,他们有宗教的生活。
But as we have said before, religious life is done by ourselves.
我已经说过了,宗教的生活是我们人自己的活着的东西。
But only Christians,
只有基督徒,
only those who have the life of Christ,
只有那些有基督生命的人,
we are able to live church life.
我们才可能过教会的生活。
But sadly,
但很叫人相感的是,
many Christians today,
很多今天的基督徒,
think that they are living a church life.
他们以为自己过了教会的生活,
but actually, they are still living just a religious life.
很可惜的, 他们不过过了宗教的生活。
In Richmond, Virginia,
在我家那个维珍尼亚州, Richmond那个地方,
that's where I lived.
就是我住的地方。
On Sunday morning, as we went to the meeting,
主日早晨我们去聚会,
we went through a number of so-called churches.
我们都经过很多所谓的, 礼拜堂, 那些教会。
I was impressed by the Catholic Church.
我又看到一个天主教的教堂, 看起我很感觉不错。
Because you find the place was already packed.
那个里头人都非常的多。
And also in other Protestant churches.
那还有那些，是那些五旬节那个堂。
You know the Catholics, they like to go to early mass.
那些天主教的，他们一早就去望弥撒。
Very early.
很早就去了。
Why?
为什么？
Because after they have done the early mass, their duty was fulfilled.
因为他早上望完弥撒，那天的责任就完了。
So they can use the rest of the day for themselves.
那剩下的一天，他们就可以自己做什么都可以了。
Now isn't that also real with many so-called Protestant churches?
跟其他基督教的教会是不是同样的一样的情形呢？
People will go to church in the morning.
那弟兄姊妹早上一早就去聚会。
And it will be just limited to an hour.
那是限着一个小时。
And when that hour was over, it is over.
那这一小时过去, 其实什么都过去了。
Then you can enjoy yourself.
那你就自己好好享受一下。
Throughout the day.
那整天你都过自己的生活。
There is no spiritual exercise there.
那你一点属灵操练都没有。
You just go there as a religious duty.
那你去不过尽一点所谓宗教的责任。
And you just sit there passively.
那你很被动的坐在哪里。
You have no contribution whatsoever.
你在哪里一点这个贡献都没有。
You are just trying to fulfill your religious duty.
那你不过是尽了你这个宗教的责任而已。
And then you can live for yourselves.
然后你就为自己而活。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
We who are the Lord's.
我们。我们这帮属于主的人。
We who have His life in us.
我们里头有主的生命。
The Lord has given us a church life, not just a religious life.
主把教会的生活给我们，不是把宗教的生活给我们。
Because religious life is lived by our old Adamic life.
因为宗教的生活是我们老亚当生命的生活。
And only church life is to be lived by the life of Christ in us.
如真正教会的生活是基督的生命在我们里面而活出来的生活。
Now you want to ask why?
你要问我说为什么？
First of all, we need to know what church is.
我们首先要知道什么是教会。
What is church?
教会到底是什么？
You hear people say, I go to church.
你听见有人说我去教会。
What do you mean?
那你的意思是什么呢？
Well, maybe you mean you go to a special building around the corner.
或许你到一个街角落里头一个特别的建筑物。
And where there will be religious service going on.
哪里有些宗教的活动在那里举行。
And you can say, well, if it's raining, I forgot.To take my umbrella from the church.
如果那天你刚好下雨，你说：“哎呀，我把我的雨伞漏在教会里面了。”
I remember during the Second World War, I was in Singapore.
我还记得在第二次世界大战的时候，我在新加坡。
One day, a young brother came hurriedly.
有一天，一个年轻人很匆忙地跑进来。
He was agitated.
他是一个很有教育的人。
He said, "Brother Cole."
他说：“江弟兄。”
Have you heard that the church was bombed?
你说你知道教会被抓了，被抓了。
If the church was bombed, where was our security?
那教会如果被毁掉了，我们还有什么保障呢？
I say, brother,
我说弟兄啊，
the church can never be bombed.
教会不会被炸掉的。
It is only a building that was bombed.
不过一个建筑物给炸掉而已。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you know better.
我想弟兄姊妹你一定非常的知道
The church is not a physical building
教会不是一个物质的建筑物
A physical building is where the church meets
那个物质的建筑物是教会聚集的地方
What is the church?
教会是什么
Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 verse 20
在马太十六章二十节主这样说
He said I will build my church upon this rock
主说在这磐石上我要建造我的教会
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it
阴间的权柄阴间的门不能够胜过它
The Lord himself will build his church
主他自己建造他的教会
And it will be built upon himself the rock
他要在他自己上面就是那个磐石上来建造他的教会
And in that buildingEven all the gates of Hades are open, it cannot overcome it.
他建造这个教会，就是所有阴间的门打开，都不能够胜过他。
Unfortunately, in English, the word church is not an exact translation of the Greek word.
很可惜，在英文里头，教会这个字跟希腊的翻译有一点点的不一样。
Because the Greek word is ecclesia.
因为希腊文这个字叫 ecclesia.
Ecclesia means those called out ones gathered together.
希腊文的意思就是说那些蒙召的人一同聚集。
We who are called out of the world.
我们都蒙召从这世界出来。
And we are gathered together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们都在主的名底下一同聚集。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣自己说
，Where two or three are gathered together in my name，
只有两三个人奉我的名聚集
，There am I in the midst of them，
我就在他们当中。
That is the simplest definition of the church，
只是简单说教会的意义。
The church does not refer to one Christian，
教会不是说只有一个基督徒。
The church refers to a number of believers.
教会是说到有一般的信主的人。
It is a corporate body.
那是一个团体的身体。
And these who believe in the Lord Jesus,
那些我们信主的人
who were called out of the world,
蒙召从世界出来
they assemble together.
他们一同聚集
under the name of the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督的名下
That is to say,
就这样说
they put each of them put themselves under the authority of Christ the head.
他们就顺服基督的权柄，任基督是头。
And when they gathered in such a fashion,
当他们是这样一起的聚集的时候
the Lord said, "I am in their midst."
主就说，我就在他们的当中。
The Holy Spirit is there.
圣灵就在那里。
And He will direct.The brothers and sisters to exhort, encourage one another.
他就在圣灵在这里帮助鼓励每一个弟兄姊妹。
So the church is an assembly.
所以教会是一个聚集。
It is the assembling of the saints.
是所有圣徒一同聚集的地方。
Now, of course, we know it is not just an assembly.Assembling only.
那你要知道，不单是聚在一块。
It is different from the other assemblies.
那跟其他地上一般的聚集不一样。
Because that word has a Greek background.
因为那个字是有一些希腊的背景。
But with Christians, when we gather together,
我们基督徒一同聚集的时候
we are gathered together.In the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣的名下一同聚集。
We do not gather until John Wesley.
我们不是因为约翰卫斯理的名聚集。
We do not gather under Martin Luther.
我们也不是因为马丁路德的名字聚集。
We do not gather under John Calvin.
我们也不是因为加尔文的名字聚集。
We gather together unto the Lord.
我们一同聚集是在主的名下来聚集。
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的头。
And we are the members of his body.
我们是他身体的肢体。
And he will direct us, he will guide us.
他要指导我们，带领我们。
That we may be able to encourage, build up one another in love.
我们在爱里一同建立基督的身体，被建立起来。
So first of all, remember,
所以第一个我们要记到
church life is assembling life.
教会的生活是聚集的生活。
We assemble together.
我们一同聚集。
You know, in 1904 and 1905,
你知道1904年跟05年
there was a great revival in Wales.
在威尔士那里有个很大的复兴。
And that revival affects the whole world.
那个复兴就影响了整个的世界。
The instrument used by God was a young man.
那神用的器皿是一个年轻人。
He was a miner.
他是很年幼的。
He was working in a mine.
哦，他在一个矿场里头工作。
But he loved the Lord.
但他很爱主。
He never missed an assembly.
他每个聚会他去参加，不会错失一个聚会。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样?
Because he said, if the Lord should come in that meeting and I am absent, what a loss it will be.
如果主在那个聚会里头有同在，我失去，我不去的话，那的损失是何等的大呢?
So he attended every meeting of the church.
所以他每一个聚会他都去。
And one day while he was praying with other brothers and sisters,
有一天当他跟其他弟兄姊妹一起祷告的时候
he prayed a prayer that started the revival.
他的祷告就把这个复兴带下来。
Very simple.
很简单。
He was kneeling before the Lord.
他跪在主的跟前。
And he prayed.
他就这样祷告。
Bend the church and save the world. 把这个教会。
把教会
拔倒下来，
拔倒下来，然后拯救世界。
That the church may be humble before the Lord.
教会要倒下来，在主面前谦卑的倒下来。
That the Lord may save the world.
那主就拯救世界的人。
And the effect of the revival was such.
那个复兴就这样来发生了。
You know the miners, they used the donkeys.
你知道那些矿工啊，他都用这个小炉
去。To carry the load.
拿来付那些重的东西。
But so many miners got saved.
但有很多矿工他得救了。
And because they were saved, they do not curse anymore.
是因为他们得救了，他们嘴里头就不再说咒诅的话。
So when they spoke to these donkeys, the donkey didn't understand them anymore.
所以他跟这些小驴讲话的时候，这些驴驱子就听不懂这个矿工讲什么了。
It was said that the judges wear white gloves.
那个法官戴着白色的手套。
They had no case to judge.
他们是什么案件都不能再没有什么案件给他们来处理了。
And the liquor store had to close.
那个卖酒的也要关门。
Great revival.
大的复兴。
And it affected the whole world.
这个福星影响了全个世界。
It began with a young brother.
从一个年轻的弟兄开始。
Who never missed a gathering.
他是从来不会错过任何一个聚会的。
I knew a brother.
我认识一个弟兄。
He was a banker in China.
在中国他是做银行的。
He was not only a banker.
他不但在银行里头做事。
He was one of the famous fortune teller.
哦，他还是一个非常有名的那个算命的人。
He earned money by fortune telling, then by being president of a bank.
他算命赚的钱比他在银行里要当总裁赚的钱还要多。
But one day the Lord saved him.
有一天主救了他。
And after he was saved,
他信主以后。
He tried to attend it all the meetings of the church.
他要参加教会里头所有的聚会。
So he put a Bible on his desk.
所以他把圣经放在他桌子上。
Whenever people came to his office.
所以每一次有人来到他的办公室的时候。
He would use every opportunity to share the gospel with them.
他就这种每一个机会把福音传给他们。
You know, as a banker in China,
在中国，如果你是做银行家的话
，He entertained or was entertained every evening.
那每个晚上他有他的应酬。
But after he was saved,
但自从他信主以后
，He made it clear.
他就把它搞得非常的清楚、干净。
Whenever the church has a meeting, I will not entertain.
所有教会有聚会的话，所有这些应酬我都不去了。
I will not attend any entertainment.
任何的应酬的活动我都不参加。
Some people began to ask him.
有人就来问他。
He said other Christians go to church only on Sunday.
其他基督徒只有礼拜天才去做礼拜的。
Now why is it that you go to church so often?
你为什么每天常常你都去呢？
Now you have to understand some colloquial Chinese.
你必须对中文有一些的语言，你必须有一些明白才可以。
Now he said,
他就回答了。
Is it Sunday worship day?
星期天叫礼拜天。
Yes.
是的。
But what is Monday?
那星期一怎么说呢？
礼拜二。礼拜一
是礼拜一
，So you still worship？
所以你还要去礼拜。
It is worship one。
你是礼拜一。
It is worship two。
然后礼拜二。
Worship three。
礼拜三。
Worship four。
礼拜四。
Worship five。
礼拜五。
Worship six。
礼拜六。
Worship day。
然后要礼拜天
回来。So you everyday worship。
是每天你都要去礼拜啊。
Does that sound reasonable to you？
你认为这合理吗
？That is living church life。
所以就是一个活的教会的生活。
But church life is more than that.
教会生活不单是这样。
Because assembling together is our outward testimony.
因为我们一同聚集，不过是我们外面的一个见证。
We show the world that we meet In the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们要告诉世人说，我们是奉主的名一同聚会。
But church life is not limited to assembling together.
教会的生活不单单限于我们在这里一同聚集。
Even when you are not assembling together, you still live a church life.
你就是不没有一同聚集的时候，你还是活在教会的生活的里头。
Now why?
为什么？
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Can any member leave the body and live for a day by itself?
有没有可能你离开身体，自己靠自己过一天的生活呢？
Impossible.
不可能的。
We are so joined together in one.
我们都合而为一。
That wherever you go, you belong to the body.
不管你到什么地方，你都跟身体没有分离了。
It is body life.
因为这是身体的生活。
So the Bible used another word about the church.
所以教会，圣经用另外一个字来说到教会。
And that is fellowship.
那就是交通。
Koinonia.
那是希腊文叫 koinonia。
Now what is koinonia?
那交通是什么意思？
Koinonia means sharing the same.
交通的意思就是我们一起来分享。
We share the same thing.
我们共享一个东西。
We have the same.
我们有同样的东西。
And we share the same.
然后我们共享同一个东西。
That is fellowship.
那就是交通。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 it tells us.
所以在哥林多前书一章九节是这样说的。
Thank God he has called us into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
他说你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得份。
There is a fellowship in the universe.
在这个宇宙里头有一个的交通。
It is a fellowship that begins before eternity.
在这个永世以前已经有这样的一个交通。
There is a fellowship called the fellowship of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这个交通是神的儿子耶稣基督的交通。
It is a fellowship between God the Father and God the Son in God the Spirit.
那个交通是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位的交通。
It is the most exclusive fellowship in the whole universe.
整个宇宙里头，这个交通是最关闭的一个交通。
There are only three members.
里头只有三个成员。
But they share the same life.
但是他们共享一个生命。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
One day, this fellowship is open to us.
这个交通向我们打开了。
The Lord Jesus has accomplished such a salvation that he is able to open the door of that divine fellowship to include us.
他成功的救恩就把那个那么关闭的那个属灵的交通的门为我们信主的人打开了这个门。
He draw us into that divine fellowship.
他吸引我们进到这属天神圣的交通的里面。
And it is also based on life.
那这个交通还是根据生命。
Because without that divine life, you cannot join that fellowship.
因为如果你没有这个属天的生命，你不可能参加这个交通。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
do not be sorrowful because you cannot join an exclusive.Fraternity.
而在地上那些很关闭不容易进去那些会你不能进去你不要忧愁啊。
You may not have the money to join an exclusive fraternity.
你因为说你不要足够的财产所以有些那些会你不能进去你不要还要忧愁。感谢神。
He has called us into an exclusive, most exclusive fraternity.Without asking for any money.
他今天我们能够进到一个最荣耀、最关闭的会，我们进去一点钱都不要花的。
You are a member of that fellowship.
你就在那个交通里头，你是其中一个成员。
He has shared his life with you.
他用他的生命来跟你一同来分享。
He is sharing his father.With you.
他要与你一同分享这个天上的父亲。
He does not withhold anything from you.
他在你们面前没有保留任何样东西。
He draws you into full fellowship with him.
那他要吸引你进到这个完全交通的里面。
As the Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 1,
就好像约翰在约翰一书一章里头他这样说。
The apostles, they fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
那是与父子一同交通的。
And now they report that fellowship to us.
然后再把这个交通的交通给我们。
That we may have fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
我们也是与父并他儿子一同交通的。
Dear brothers and sisters, isn't that wonderful?
弟兄姊妹，你不感觉这是非常奇妙的事吗？
It is a sharing of the same life.
我们是一同分享同样的生命。
When God's people gather together,
当神的儿女们一同聚集的时候
they share the life of Christ with one another.
我们一同同享神儿子的生命。
And as we share the life of Christ with one another,
当我们在这里分享基督生命的时候
the result is the life of Christ will grow among us.
然后基督的生命就在我们当中长起来。
And that is the growth of the church.
那就是教会成长 的意思。
That is the increase of God in the church.
就是主在教会里头一直的增加。
But remember,
但你要记得
whether you are together together,
我们这样一同聚集的时候
or you are to fellowship with one another,
我们彼此有交通的时候
it cannot be done just by our old self-life.
不能靠了你自己天然的生命。
It can only be done by spiritual exercise.
你要做出来这个必须有属灵的操练。
You have to open your spirit to the Lord.
你要你的灵向主打开。
Let the Lord fill your heart.
让主充满你的心。
And then you're able to share with your brothers and sisters.
那然后你就能够跟弟兄姊妹一同相交。
You are not sharing yourself.
你不是交通你自己的事情。
You're sharing Christ with others.
你要把基督来跟弟兄姊妹一同来分享。
And by such sharing, we enrich one another.
当我们将彼此相交的时候，我们里头就一起丰富起来。
We need to be humble.
我们必须谦卑。
Do not think that you know it all.
你不要以为说你什么都晓得了。
We need to be humble to receive help from one another.
我们必须要谦卑，从别的弟兄那里得到帮助。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25,
所以在希伯来书十章二十五节这样说,
we are exhorted not to forsake the assembling of the saints.
你们不可停止聚会, 像那些停止惯的人一样。
Hebrews 10:25
十章二十五节，希伯来书十章二十五节。
Forsaken, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more as you see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
It is important that we assemble together.
这很重要的，我们能够一同聚集，一同聚会。
I have seen people.
我看到有些的人。
They think.
他们这样想的。
They can live a Christian life without assembling with other Christians.
他认为说他自己一个人就能够好好做基督徒了。
There is a slogan.
他有这么一句话。
The Lord and I.
我主与我。
I don't need anybody else.
我什么人都不要。
The Lord and I, that's enough.
只有主跟我足够了。
It sounds very spiritual.
听起来蛮属灵的。
But it is very selfish.
但都是瞒了自己。
I have seen people,
我看到有些人
who sees to meet with God's people.
他不再与神的百姓一起走在一起。
They think that they can live independent of their brothers and sisters.
他认为说他要自己独立起来，不需要神的儿女们。
They can just live with my Lord and I.
他认为说只要我跟主就好了。
But the result is disastrous.
但那个结果是非常可悲的。
We need the Lord.
我们需要我们的主。
We need one another.
我也彼此需要。
We cannot do without the Lord.
我们没有主不行。
We cannot do without one another.
我们没有弟兄姊妹也不行。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
do not forsake the assembling of together.
不可停止聚会。
But we need to encourage one another.
我们还要彼此相顾激发爱心。
Especially when we know that the day is near.
我们彼此劝勉，因为那日子临近了。
Well, our Lord is coming soon.
我们主快回来了。
We need to be prepared.
我们要预备好。
And we need fellowship in order to grow.
我们要彼此交通，好叫我们能够长大起来。
There are a few principles that we need to understand.
有几个原则我们需要明白的。
How can we assemble together?
我们怎么样的聚集呢？
How can we fellowship with one another?
我们跟弟兄们，我们怎么相交呢？
Number one,
第一个，
the headship of Christ.
基督作头。
If you will turn to Colossians,
我们看到那个哥罗西书
Chapter 2
第二章
Verse 19
十九节
We will read it in a positive way.
我们要把它读的从积极一方面怎样读
So we will omit that word not.
我把那个不字 不读了
Because the Colossian believer, they fail in this.
因为哥罗西的圣徒们在这一点上他们失败了
They fail because they do not hold fast.The headship of Christ.
因为他们没有持定元首。
So we will read it positively.
我们从积极一面我们来读它。
Holding fast the head, from whom all the body ministered to, and united together by the joints and bands, increases with the increase of God.
十九节持定元首，全身既靠着他根结得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Now Christ is the head of the church's body.
基督是教会的元首。
In order that the body may live and grow,
这个身体如果要能够长大的话
，the whole body, every member in the body.Have to hold fast the head.
所有身体头的肢体都要持定元首。
Because it is from the head that the direction will come.
因为是从头发号施令的。
It is from the head that life will come.
是从头那么生命供应出来的。
So every member of the body has to be related.To the head.
所以身体每一个肢体都要跟头发生关系。
Physically speaking,
从这个外面我们来说
how are all the members of our body connected with the head?
我们身体每一个肢体怎么跟头发生关系呢？
It is through the nervous system.
那就是根据你身上的神经系统。
Because the nerve will come.All through the members of the body.
因为你这神经系统都透过你全身每一个肢体。
And it's all connected to the head.
然后再回到头那里去。
Now our nervous system is the Holy Spirit.
那我们那个神经系统就是圣灵。
How can Christ be head over every member of the body of Christ?
神主基督怎么在我们众人当中作为元首呢？
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in every member of the body of Christ.
因为圣灵就在我们每个肢体里头，圣灵就住在里面。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
那个圣灵就是基督的灵。
And He will tell us what Christ is and what Christ means to us.
就告诉我们说基督是谁，然后基督要我们做什么。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us
圣灵住在我们的里头
does not speak of himself.
他不说他自己的东西。
He is to glorify Christ.
他只要荣耀基督。
He is to show us Christ.
他要把基督指明给我们看。
He is to reveal to us all the riches of Christ.
他要把我们显明基督里头一切的丰富。
And it is by obeying the indwelt Holy Spirit.
我们要顺服在我们里面的圣灵。
We make Christ our head.
我们就能够把基督做元首这个事实
表明出来。We hold fast the head.
我们持定元首。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
if we do not obey the indwelt spirit,
如果我们没有顺服在我们内住的圣灵的话
you remember in 1 John chapter 2,
在约翰一书第二章哪里说
Verse 27,
第二十七节
We have the anointing within us.
我们里头有恩膏在我们的里面
And the anointing speak of the Spirit of God.
那个恩膏就是把神的灵向神的灵向我们说话
And he will teach us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们
Not only big things but also small things.
不但是大事还有小事
Oftentimes small things We take care of ourselves.
那我们很多时候以为说小事情我们自己管。
Big things we pray.
大事嘛我们就需要祷告。
But that's not the way. That is not the way.
不应该是这样的。
He will teach us in all things.
他在一切事上来指教我们。
Small things.
小事。
Your daily life.
你每天的生活。
Even your speech.
就是你讲话。
Big things.
大事。
Crisis in your life.
基督在你里面
He will teach you Christ.
他会把基督来教导我们
He will share Christ with you.
他要把基督来分跟你们一起来分享
He will enrich your life with Christ.
他要把基督的生命叫你在里头越来越丰富
But we need to hold to his headship.
但我们必须要持定元首
By that it means we have to put ourselves under his authority.
换句话说我们必须要顺服在圣灵的权柄的底下
This is what consecration means
其实是奉献的意义
You find in Romans 12:1
在罗马书十二章一节
Present your bodies a living sacrifice
把身体献上当作活祭
Holy acceptable to God
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
And it is your reasonable service
其实是一个理所当然的侍奉
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
Daily we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord
我们每一天都要把自己献在主的面前
That is to say surrender our headship and take him as our head
换句话说就是放弃我们做头这个事情持定基督做我们的元首
Look to him In all things.
在凡事上都仰望他
Allow him to show us what we should do, where we should go, even how we should behave.
告诉我们说我们应该去哪里我们怎么讲话还是我们应该怎么样的表现都求主来管理我们
If we all hold fast the headship of Christ,
如果我们能够持定元首的话
then the whole body will be United.
所有的身体肢体就能够联合起来
And we minister to one another.
然后我们就彼此服侍
And there will be increase.
然后就会增长
And the increase is the increase of God.
那个增长是增把神的自己能够增长起来
Number two.
第二点
We need to keep diligently the unity of The Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
That is Ephesians chapter 4.
就在以弗所书第四章。
You know, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹，你要知道，
every one of us who believe in the Lord Jesus,
每一个我们相信主的人，
the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
都有圣灵住在我们的里面。
And there is such a thing called the unity of the Spirit.
那是说我们跟圣灵联合。
And what is the unity of the Spirit?
什么说叫做与圣与灵联合呢？
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
we need to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们有圣灵在我们的里头。
And when the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
当圣灵在我们里面的时候，
He brings to us a unity.
他把那个合一放在我们的里面。
And this is called the unity of the Spirit.
就叫灵里头的合一。
Every one of us has it.
每个人都有的。
And what is this unity?
那这个合一是什么？
This unity is explained in seven things.
这个合一就有七个一来发表出来。
So you find in Ephesians 4:4.
所以在以弗所书四章四节，
There is one body,
就一个身体，
and one spirit,
一个灵，
as ye have also been called in one hope of your calling.
你们都蒙召一个的指望。
These three things are connected to the Holy Spirit.
这三个东西都跟灵圣灵连上来。
Because the one body, how do we become one body?
我们怎么能够成为一个身体？
You remember at Pentecost?
你还记得五旬节的故事吗？
120 believers.
120个弟兄姊妹，
they gathered together in that upper room for 10 days.
他们在那个小楼上，他聚集了十天。
And they were praying together.
他们一起祷告。
But remember, it is only a congregation of 120 individual believers.
那不过是120个信主的人，他们个人的一个聚会而已。
They are still 120 individuals.
他们都是120个个体。
But they gather together.
不过他们聚在一起就是。
But then on the day of Pentecost,
但在五旬节哪一天，
something marvelous happened.
奇妙的事情发生了。
The Holy Spirit came to them.
圣灵降在他们的当中。
Now what did the Holy Spirit do to them?
那天圣灵做了什么事情？
Unfortunately today,
很可惜，在
今天 People think of Pentecost in terms of sight and sound.
很多人以为五旬节就是行神迹，很多的声音。
Is it true?
是这样吗？
They heard a sound, a hard breathing.
那我们的确听了很大的响声。
And they see the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire.Falling upon each one of them.
你看见圣灵好像火焰舌头一样降在每个人的身头上。
So we are attracted by that.
我们都受这个吸引了。
There is sound, there is sight.
我也看见什么，也听见了什么。
And that is something that we seek for.
然后今天我们就追寻这些东西。
But that is not the meaning of Pentecost.
在五旬节的意义不是在节外面的东西。
The true meaning of Pentecost is something.Within.
五旬节真正的意思是在里头的。
If you will turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
你看哥林多前书十一章。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章，哥林多前书十二章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
This is the only explanation of Pentecost.
这是对五旬节的一个唯一最好的解释。
What did the Holy Spirit do?
圣灵在那天他做了什么事情?
When they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
当他们被圣灵受浸以后,
what that baptism did for them?
那圣灵的浸到底做成了什么事情?
Verse 13. For also in the power of one Spirit, we have been all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and have all been given to drink of one Spirit.
13节, 我们不去是犹太人,是希利尼人,是为奴的,是自主的, 都从一位圣灵受洗, 成了一个身体, 淫欲一位圣灵。
So the baptism by the Holy Spirit is for the purpose of joining us into one body.
这圣灵的洗是叫我们众人成为一个身体。
From the day of Pentecost, these 120 are no longer individual assembly together, but they are a body with 120 members.
从五旬节那天开始，这120个人的聚集不再是120个团体，是成为了一个身体，而有120个肢体。
Do you see the difference here?
你有没有看到这里的分别？
You have 120 individuals.
你本来有120个的个人。
Maybe the best.
或许说最好的。
And they gather together.
其实最好的他们一同聚集了。
They are able to pray together for 10 days.
他们能够一起在这里祷告10天。
It's wonderful.
太美好了。
But that's not good enough for God.
但对神来说却不够好。
God said these 120 must become 120 members of one body.
这120个人必须要成为一个身体里头的120个肢体。
No longer 120 individuals.
不再是120个人。
They are 120 members of the one body of Christ.
他必须成为基督身体里头的120个肢体。
And all who afterwards believe in the Lord Jesus.
所有在他们以后信主的人。
The 3,000.
3,000人。
And then many others.
然后还有许多许多。
Even now we today.
就是到了今天我们结伴信主的人。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus.
只要你是信主耶稣基督的人。
Not only the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in you.
不但圣灵要进在你的里头,进到你的里面。
He will baptize you into one member.
他要把你浸成了, 把你浸成了一个身体。
It can be proved very quick, easily.
你这很容易,你就证明了。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
只要当你信主以后,
something different happened.
有些不一样的事情发生。Formerly,
maybe you were brought up in Christian families.
可能你在基督教家庭长大的。
So you had prayed before.
你以前都有祷告。
And you knew how to pray.
你很懂祷告的。
I did.
好像我一样。
But when you are saved,
但当你真正得救的话,
when you speak to God,
当你跟神讲话,
it's different.
那不一样。
The Bible said, the Holy Spirit and your spirit join together, testify that you are children of God.
圣经说,你的心与圣灵同证,我们是神的儿女。
And you cry out, Abba, Father.
然后你就呼叫神说,阿爸父。
Isn't that true?
这不是真的吗?
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友,
a fellow worker.
是同工。
When he first got married,
他刚结婚的时候,
the first time he went with his wife to his father-in-law's house.
他就跟他的太太回到岳父的家里去。
Now, according to Chinese custom,
根据中国人的习惯,
you call your father-in-law father.
你也叫你岳父做爸爸。
So he went to his wife's father's house.
所以他到他岳父家里的时候,
and he tried to call his father-in-law father.
他就叫他岳父说爸爸,
But he said, it sounds strange.
他说我感觉好奇怪。
Because he's not my father.
因为他根本不是我的父亲。
Only in law.
不过是岳父, 是,
it's different from calling my own father.
那跟我叫我自己的爸爸的感觉完全不同。
Before you were saved,
在你还没有信主以前,
you call God father.
你叫神做父亲,
it's father in law.
就好像, 叫岳父一样,
but now when you call God father,
但今天你叫神做父亲,
it's Abba father.
你说, Abba, 父,
isn't that wonderful?
那不是很奇妙吗?
Why? Because you're born again.
为什么? 因为你重生了。
You belong to God.
你属于神的了。
You have his own life now.
你有他的生命在里面了。
It is proven.
其实可以证明的,
that you are saved.
你是蒙恩得救。
You know, by listening to your prayer, we can tell whether you are saved or not.
我只要听你祷告, 就知道你到底你有没有真正的信主。
The same thing is true with other believers.
其他弟兄姊妹还是同样的事情。
After you are saved,
只要你信主了,
when you meet another Christian,
只要你跟其他弟兄姊妹相遇的时候,
I mean a real Christian,
我意思说真正信主的弟兄姊妹,
how do you feel?
你有什么感觉?
You feel there's a bond between you.
你发觉你们当中好像一个连结的关系。
And that bond is stronger than blood.
那个连结比你这个亲生的兄弟更要亲密。
Because you're born by the precious blood of Christ.
因为你这个连结是根据基督的宝血。
You belong to him.
你属于他。
And he belongs to you.
他也属于你。
Do you have that sense?
你有没有这个感觉?
And you find that your brother is even closer to you than your natural brother.
所以你发觉你主里头的弟兄比你肉身的弟兄更亲密了。
This is body consciousness.
这是身体的自觉。
We have Christ consciousness and we have body consciousness.
我们对基督有自觉, 我们对身体也同样有自觉。
And this body consciousness need to be cultivated.
那这个身体的感觉, 我们必须要一直把它扩大。
The more you cultivate it, this body consciousness become realer to you.
你越把它扩大起来, 这个身体的感觉在你里头就越来越真实。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we are one body.
我们是一个身体。
And we are members of that one body.
我们都在这身体里头同坐之体。
We need to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And if you read on to Ephesians chapter 4,
你继续读这个以弗所书第四章的话,
and then you find verse 8, verse 5,
第五节,
one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一死一洗。
That is the three one in Christ.
即在基督里头的三个一。
In the Son of God.
在神儿子里头。
We have one Lord.
我们就一位主。
One faith.
一个信。
We believe him as the Son of God, as Christ.
我们相信他是神的儿子，是基督。
And one baptism.
只有一个洗。
We are baptized in his name.
我们在他名下受洗归给他。
We belong to him.
我们属于他的。
So you have another three in God the Son.
所以在神的儿子里头, 你也有三个一。
And then you read on to verse 8.
然后你看,
verse 6.
你看到第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
一神, 就是众人的父, 超乎众人之上, 关乎众人之中, 也住在众人之内。
So what is the unity of the Spirit?
在灵里头的合一, 联合是什么样?
It is the unity in the Spirit of God, in God the Son and God the Father.
就是我们联合起来, 跟灵里头联合起来, 跟神的儿子联合, 跟父神联合。
So in God we are one.
在神里头, 我们都是一个。
Now this unity has already been given.
那个合一, 那个一, 早已给了我们。
We need to diligently keep it.
我们要竭力地保守这个一。
Why?
为什么?
Because if you do not diligently keep it, you will easily lose it.
因为你不竭力保守的话, 你就容易把它丢了。
When you see a brother or a sister,
当你看见你的弟兄跟姊妹，
the first thing you ask is,
第一个问题你要问的，
do you believe in the Lord Jesus?
你信不信主耶稣基督？
And you say, yes, I do.
然后你他说对我信的。
Immediately you find there is a bond between you and that brother.
那你就马上感觉你跟他里头有很亲密的连结。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的，
we ask the second question.
我要问第二个问题。
What denomination do you belong to?
你属于哪一个宗派啊，哪个教会啊？
What special faith you believe?
那你到底你信的重点信什么呢？
What special experience you have?
你到底信主以后你有什么特别的经历没有？
If you don't have the same as I, we are separated.
如果 你有的跟我的不一样，我们就分开了。
That's why you have all these divisions among God's people.
所以这是为什么今天神的儿女里头分了那么多各样的分开的宗派。
Let's face the fact.
我们要回到事实。
We all believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们都信我们的主耶稣基督。
We have the unity of the Spirit.
我们在灵里头有那个合一。
But we do not have the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God yet.
我们还没有说我们要在信的道上，在真理的认识上都要合为。
You know, in this chapter you have two unities.
你知道在这章里头说到两个的合一，两个的一。
Three, unity of the Spirit.
第三节说到灵圣灵所赐合为一。
Number, verse 13.
第十三节。
Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子，众人正道上同归于一。
The unity of the Spirit has already been given.
在圣灵里头所赐的那个一，已经给了我们。
The unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God is to arrive at.
但是那个在正道上认识神的儿子这个上同归于一，我们还没有达到。
It is like a stick with two ends.
好像一个棍子有两头。
The unity of The Spirit is the beginning.
在圣灵所赐那个合一是开始。
And if you really follow the Spirit of God,
如果你一直跟随圣灵的话，
you will come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
然后你一直走到最后，你就来到在正道上，在认识神的儿子上能够同归于一。
The faith is different from one faith.
哪个正道跟那个一个道是不同的？一个信不同，我们有同一个信。
And that is believing Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我们信主耶稣是神的儿子，是基督，是那位活着的。
But the faith,
但那个信，那个道，正道
includes all the teachings in the Bible.
那个正道，那个信，就是把圣经里头所有的真理都包括在里面。
Now our interpretation of the scriptures haven't come to that unity yet.
我们今天对主的话的理解，所有的真理的认识，还没有到那个一的那个点上。
But it is something to arrive at.
但是这必须要最后达到那个一的。
Now we all have the knowledge.Of Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God.
我们都知道耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But in verse 13, it is the full knowledge of the Son of God.
但十三节乃里是满心知道神的儿子。
In the Greek original is epignosis, full knowledge.
在希腊文的意思是说，认识神的儿子是全面全。全知的认识。
We all have some knowledge of Christ.
我们对基督，我们都有一点的认识。
But we don't have full knowledge yet.
但我们还没有到那个完全知道那个点上。
We need to know Christ more and more.
我们一直要追求更多认识基督。
Until we come to the full knowledge of the Son of God.
然后叫我们能够全知道，都知道神的儿子。
Our experience of Christ, we will.Grow until we all share together.
我们对基督的认识的经历，到有一天我们就要长大，能够众人一起的能够来分享来交通。
You experience Christ in this way.
你经历基督从这个角度来经历。
I experience Christ in that way.
我来经历基督是从另外一个点上来经历。
And then when we fellowship with one another, we share. together.
然后我们彼此相交的时候，我们一起来分享这位基督。
So the way you reach from the unity of the Spirit to the unity of the faith and the full knowledge of the Son of God is fellowship.
所以你从圣灵所给你合为一，然后一直到你在正道上认识神的儿子那个认识，是你一直这样走过来，一同来分享认识基督那个义。
If we try to open ourselves to all believers,
如果我们愿意把自己向众圣徒打开的话,
and humble enough to receive whatever is from God,
只是从神来的, 你都能够谦卑地来接受他,
if nobody insists upon his or her specialties,
没有一个人坚持说我在这里有什么特别, 我是知道的,
but all are open to one another.
我们向众弟兄姊妹, 我们都打开自己,
and seek the Lord together.
然后一同来寻求主,
then we will grow into full growth.
然后我们就能够长大成人,
that we will not be affected by every wind of heresy.
我们就不会被异教的风吹动摇来摇去,
we will be able to grow up together with the increase of God.
我们就能够长大成人, 基督在我们里头能够长起来。
Number three,
第三点,
we need to remember the universal priesthood of believers.
我们必须要知道在宇宙里头祭司的那个职分。
We who are saved,
我们这般蒙恩的人, 蒙救的人,
we are all priests unto God.
我们都是做神的祭司。
For instance, you find in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6,
在启示录1章6节哪里这样说,
and it tells us,
他告诉我们,
to him who loves us and has washed us from our sins in his blood and has made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen.
第五节下半节, 他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶, 又使我们成为国民, 做他父的父神祭司, 但愿荣耀全能归给他, 直到永永远远。 Amen.
Every believer is a priest unto God.
每一个蒙恩得救的人都是做神的祭司。
Now, people may not call you priest.
那或许其他人不会叫你祭司。
You do not have the priest in name, but you have the priest in reality.
你没有祭司这个头衔，但你有祭司这个实际。
And by priest simply means you live for God, you serve God.
祭司的意思就是说你为神而活，你只是服侍神。
So we all must learn how to live for God and to serve for God.
所以我们必须学习怎么为神而活，怎么来服侍他。
God may entrust us with different gifts and different areas of service.
神可能在不同的事情上给你有恩赐，在不同的岗位上给你在这里尽你的那一份。
But we do not serve all by ourselves.
但是你不是靠你自己来服侍。
We serve together.
我们一同来服侍。
Under the direction of the high priest.
根据大祭司的指导，我们一同来服侍他。
You know, during the time of our Lord Jesus when he was on earth,
当我们住在地上的时候,
it was the custom of the priest.
那是祭司有一个的习俗，一个习惯。
Before the temple door was open,
每天早晨，当圣殿的门还没有打开的时候,
the priest on that course will gather together in a room.
那些祭司要当班的、值班的都在那个房间里头。
And they will cast lot.
然后他们在这里抽签。
And by the lot, they know which part of the service of the day that they should be engaged.
然后抽签以后，他们就决定今天你的服事在什么的岗位上。
Now today we don't cast lot anymore.
那今天我们不再有抽签了。
Why?
为什么?
Because we have the Holy Spirit in us.
因为圣灵已经在你里头了。
They don't have the Holy Spirit in them.
那个时候那些祭司没有圣灵。
So everything is outward.
所以每个事情都在外头的。
But now everything is inward.
但今天每个事情都在里面。
We serve together under the direction of our high priest.
我们的服事是不是根据大祭司给我们的指导?
And our high priest directs us through the Holy Spirit in us.
然后我们的大祭司就是因着圣灵每一个事情都来教导我们。
So nobody serve independently.
没有一个人可以单独的来侍奉。
We serve together as one.
我们彼此配搭侍奉好像一个一样。
And nobody just receive and do not serve.
没有一个人只在这里收而不服侍的。
So we need spiritual exercise.
所以在这个世上我就要属灵的操练。
And then fourthly.
然后第四点。
That which really unites us together.
当我们真的彼此联合合一的时候。
Is love.
那就是爱。
So in Colossians chapter 3.
所以在哥罗西书第三章这样说的。
And it tells us.
他告诉我们。
Love is the bond of perfectness.
爱就是联络全德的，叫我们能够完全的。
We need to feel, to be filled with the love of God in us.
我们要让基督的爱充满在我们里面。
Without that inward first love,
没有那个起初的爱。
Everything is just outward appearance.
一切你所做的不过是外面的。
Nothing will please the heart of God.
没有一样能够叫神的心满足的。
So the most important thing is we need to pray that the love of Christ will continually constrain us.
所以我们要祷告说愿基督的爱一直在我们里头来激励我们。
When we serve together,
当我们彼此服侍的时候,
we will step upon one another.
我们是彼此能够互相的有冲突的。
We will have conflicts.
我们都有不同意见的时候,
we need to forgive one another.
我们要彼此赦免。
We need to forbear with one another.
我们要彼此包容。
What is love?
爱是什么?
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
哥林多前书十三章,
love suffers long.
爱是恒久受苦,
and is kind.
然后是恩慈,
we need to yield to one another.
我们要彼此的顺服,
we need to forgive one another.
我们要彼此饶恕,
and we need to continue to serve one another.
然后我们要彼此一直的互相服侍。
So when we are doing these things,
当我们在这里做这个事情的时候，
then you find the body of Christ will grow.
你就看见基督的身体就一直慢慢长大。
And this is body life.
这就是身体的生活。
This is church life.
这就是教会的生活。
So you can see church life is intensely spiritual.
所以你看教会的生活实际上就是属灵的生活。
You need inward exercise.
你要你里头有操练。
In order to be able to live that church life.
你里面的生活才能够把真正教会的生活带出来的。
Maybe I should add something here.
我想我在这里应该再加一点东西。
You know, there is a difference between fellowship and friendship.
你们要知道什么叫交通，什么叫友谊。
Friendship is based upon our natural life.
友谊是根据我们天然的生命。
We may have the same background.
我们可能有同一个背景。
We may have the same upbringing.
我们可能是同一个环境长大。
We may have the same temperament.
我们有同样的气质。
We may have the same interest.
我们有同样的兴趣。
And because of this, we are attracted to one another.
因为这样的原因, 我们就彼此都受吸引。
And we begin to have a friendship.
然后我们就建立起我们的友谊来了。
And the friendship will grow and grow and grow.
然后我们友谊是越来越坚固, 越来越厚, 深厚。
What is fellowship?
那交通呢?
Fellowship is a sharing of the same life of Christ.
交通是一同分享基督的生命。
It is not based upon your natural attractiveness.
那跟你个人的美好吸引人节方面完全一点关系都没有。
It is the same Christ that you have.
那是根据我们一同有的那位基督。
So strangely you will find.
那你发觉很惊讶的事情。
In the Bible.
在圣经的里头。
You do not have friendship greatly emphasized.
圣经从来没有强调说有关友情、友谊这方面。
As a matter of fact,
实际上,
the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God.
圣经说,凡与世界为友的, 这是与神为敌的。
But the Bible emphasizes fellowship.
但圣经是强调交通。
It does not emphasize friendship.
从来没有强调关于朋友友谊这个事情。
There is only one kind of friendship in the Bible.
在圣经里头只有一种的朋友友谊的关系。
Our Lord Jesus is a friend of sinners.
我们的主是罪人的朋友。
He even calls his disciples my friends.
他还称呼他的使徒们说你是我的朋友。
Isn't it strange? When Judah came and kissed him to betray him, the Lord said, My friend, what are you doing?
这不是很惊讶的事情。当犹大用亲嘴卖主的时候，主说，我的朋友，你做什么？
So friendship in the New Testament has a special meaning.
所以在新约圣经里头，友谊朋友是有特别的意义。
It is the superior who condescends himself to the inferior in order to raise up his level.
这很不容易啊。
It is the superior.
这个是那个高超的超越的。
Condescends himself to the inferior.
他把他自己一直降低下来。
In order to lift the level of the inferior.
把那个低的能够提起来。
Now that is friendship.
那就是友谊。
So it needs spiritual maturity to call people friends.
那也要一定要属灵的成熟的时候才能够称呼人家做朋友。
Now I just mentioned it for your consideration.
结果摆在你们面前，你们好好回去来思考它。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we commit all these things into your hands.
我们把一切的话都放在你的手里。
If it pleases thee, Lord, that thou will use these words to help us.
主，如果你能用这些话，主就用这些话来帮助我们。
That we may be led into church life.
好叫我们被你带到那个真正教会生活的里面。
That thy church may be built.
你的教会就被建立。
And thy purpose will be realized.
那你的旨意就能实现。
We thank thee in thy precious name.
我们感谢你，祷告靠耶稣基督的名。